Hey everyone, happy Halloween. So in honor of spooky season, this month's unknown fact about me is that I used to live right next to an abandoned cabin. I lived kind of in the middle of nowhere a few years ago in the woods, and kind of on our property there was this creepy cabin that hadn't been lived in many years. And so me and my friends, we actually went in there once, and it smelled terrible, and most of the windows were actually boarded up except for this one that was kind of on the side of the cabin. So we had to use the deck to kind of leap forward and climb through the window. So it was very exciting. There wasn't much inside though. No ghosts or murder weapons or anything like that. Anyway, on to the questions. Our first question is from Aaron, who said, "There's an episode of Buffy where a spell transforms everyone on Halloween into whatever their costume is. If you knew that was going to happen, what would you dress up as?" That's a fun question. I think I would dress up as an angel, because that would mean having wings and inner peace and getting to watch over people that I care about. Just sounds like a good time. Next question is, what's your favorite scary movie? I would say it's probably a tie between the 2017 remake of It and also the movie House at the End of the Street. I love both of those. It isn't really as scary to me as it is entertaining. I think the friendship aspect is fun and all the chaotic energy, and I also like the setting. House at the End of the Street had a plot twist that I did not see coming at all. And I'm a sucker for plot twists, so I really liked that. I first watched it when I was about 13 or 14, and I've seen it a couple times since. I found it to be super suspenseful, so I really liked it. Next question is, have you ever taken the Myers-Briggs personality test? If so, what were your results? I have. I've actually taken it a couple times over the course of the past few years, and every time I get ISFJ. So that's introverted, observant, feeling, and judging. I always have a difficult time taking personality tests because I feel like a very different person depending on who I'm hanging out with. Like, sometimes socializing completely drains me and I just want to go hide in my room. And then other times I feel super energized and alive from socializing. So yeah, I don't know. I guess overall though, I'd say I'm introverted, but I don't really come across that way in my audios. I think because in my audios, obviously I'm doing the initiating and I'm propelling the conversation forward by prying into the listener's personal life or whatever. So, I don't know. But in real life, in most social situations, I'm kind of quiet. Next, we've got a few questions from Raven Paris. The first one is, are you dressing up for Halloween this year? And if so, where are you going in costume? So at the time that I'm recording this, which is a couple days before Halloween, my plans are not quite solidified yet, so I'm not really sure. I know I'm hanging out with a few friends, but I don't know what we're doing exactly. But yeah, as for my costume, it was a semi last minute thing. I just bought it used online. It's a Snow White from Snow White and the Huntsman costume. I wanted to make my own because I've always just had more fun DIYing costumes as opposed to buying them from, like, Spirit Halloween. But I went shopping at a few different thrift stores and didn't really find anything that I could turn into a costume, so I settled for just buying one online. But I'm happy with it. I'm excited. Since you watched and loved The Haunting of Hill House, have you seen The Haunting of Bly Manor? And if so, what did you think of it? I have seen Bly Manor. I didn't like it quite as much as Hill House, but I still thought it was really good. Both series are absolutely incredible. I think I maybe found Hill House to be a little scarier and the characters more likable, and I was just on the edge of my seat more when watching Hill House. But yeah, like I said, Bly Manor was still really good. What is a horror story that has stood out to you as the most captivating and scariest you have heard? Ooh, that's a good question. I think Bloody Mary. That story truly terrified me when I was younger, and I remember reading it on so many different occasions because it was so scary to me, but also really intriguing, I guess because of how much it scared me. Interestingly enough, after I watch a scary movie and, like, it's scary enough that it kind of makes an impression on me and I feel a little spooked after, I tend to feel most uneasy when I'm in my bathroom and, like, washing my face or brushing my teeth or whatever. I always feel like I'm gonna lift my head and suddenly there will be a figure standing behind me in my reflection. And now I'm kind of wondering if that stems from my childhood fear of Bloody Mary. I don't know. Next question is, if you could run your own masquerade party with an unlimited budget, how would you plan it? What would be special events you would do? And what celebrities would you invite alongside Taylor Swift? Oh my gosh, okay. I'd make it a masquerade ball, so there would be ball gowns and dancing and all that good stuff. I would have it in a giant ballroom with a fancy staircase and a balcony and lots of cobblestone and ivy and maybe a giant fountain outside, preferably next to a deep forest to really create that fairy tale ambience. There would be sparkling cider and tea and maybe those little cucumber sandwiches that people have at tea parties. And as for what celebrities I'd invite alongside Taylor Swift, I think Timothée Chalamet, Sadie Sink, Robert Pattinson, Jennifer Lawrence, and Leonardo DiCaprio. That would be a blast. M. Meyer asked, do you drink coffee? How do you like it? Hi, BTW. Hey, M. Meyer. Funnily enough, I'm not much of a coffee person. Or I guess like a wakes up in the morning and makes a cup of coffee type of person. I love lattes and mochas. But when it comes to just like a regular plain cup of coffee, I'm not that crazy about it. But I love me a vanilla latte. Aaron asked, do you think vegan vampires bite and suck the blood out of vegetables or just make smoothies? Good question. I'm gonna bet they suck the blood out of vegetables, because they gotta put those fangs to good use. Alright, so those are all the questions. I hope you all had a good October, and if you'd like to ask me any questions for next month's Q&A, I'll have a post up where you guys can do that soon. And don't be shy. The more questions, the merrier. So All right, bye guys.